It hasn't been a good couple of years for BART in terms of the number of riders.
We peaked in fiscal year 16 with our ridership, and since then, ridership started declining on the weekends, and then it started declining in the off-peak hours on the weekdays. And we saw for a little while a decline in the peak period ridership as well.
BART Assistant General Manager Pam Herhold says that peak period ridership numbers do seem to be holding steady now, and that's likely, at least in part, due to traffic congestion on the roads during the morning and evening commutes. But the agency still is seeing a ridership decline in the evenings and on the weekends. So why is that? One reason, Herhold says, could be the convenience of ride-on-demand services.
Uber and Lyft provide an alternative to BART on the evenings and weekends. The traffic congestion is down. There are quality life issues on BART.
Those quality of life issues, such as station cleanliness and fare evaders, also are concerning to the agency's board of directors. The board is considering the agency's budget for next year, which includes a potential fare increase. Melissa Kallross, KCBS.